Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I think Arteta will get someone up to a point. Arteta will get Arsenal up to a point. Then a real gaffer's going to come and get them over the line.
Tell me the real gaffer.
No.
Tell me the real gaffer. You don't know. It sounds nice. What you said, you didn't do anything. You're just talking.
You sound hot. Why do you sound so hot?
Yeah, man.
But you guys are just talking. We're going to get someone. They're not doing anything.
You're frustrated.
I don't understand.
You know what it is? You've come in there, unshaven, rattled. You don't look distressed and disheveled. This is crazy. You are rattled. You are mad.
Dude. He said unshapen.
Unshapen, you know. Unshapen.
Right, boys, this weekend we played Le Bomb again. Miles, you weren't here last week, so let me enlighten you. Le Bomb is a betting app, but you bet against your friends.
He ain't going to like this.
He's got to pay.
Yeah, he's not going to like this at all.
How do I get my money up?
So the way it works is we all put some money in. We put £5 or £10 in and we predict every fixture of the Premier League weekend. The person who's got the most points at the end of it, based on the most correct results, they win the pot.
Nice.
So it's a bit like an accumulator, but somebody actually wins. Because with an accumulator, you need to get every single result. With Le Bomb, you just need to get more results right than everyone here. And trust me, most people here don't know ball.
That's facts.
Don't do that. I know ball.
So Tigger, let me ask you a question. So the odds don't matter?
Nah, the odds don't matter because it's you betting against your mates. It is literally a case of which one of you knows the best. It's not about what the bookies set the line at. It's not about what the bookies are going to take off you. It's about you and your mates betting against each other.
That's good, man.
Honours.
I like that.
It's perfect for bragging rights, man.
It is.
And it's about us being honourable men.
Pay your debts.
Trust me, Le Bomb gets wild. Every goal that goes in over the weekend, like you see your league position change, you see the results start to fluctuate and your points change. It means that every weekend and every game is important in the Premier League.
I think you get 6 points today if you get the right result, but if you get the right score,
you're clear.
You're flying.
You might not get caught.
Has any of you lot got the right score?
Yeah, I've got the right score, but I think, Jordy, did you get two? Someone got two right results.
I'm not gonna lie, I almost got like three.
Do you know what kills me is that when you've got the right result at like 70 minutes.
And then it changes.
And it says you're just down 22 points or something.
And look, it's not just about the money, it's about your reputation.
It's not about the money, money.
Everyone knows Filthy's all about whether or not you know ball. And at the end of the weekend, you will be exposed for not knowing ball if you finish bottom of the table. But the person who finished joint last week, with Margs and Poet, obviously, don't know ball trio, won it this week. Jordy.
It's all about turnaround, man.
Yeah, man. Redemption.
I took my money straight to the pub.
Yeah, did you get your money? How did you get your money?
I woke up. It said, boom, Le Bomb.
No way.
Money's just there.
What, straight to Apple Pay?
Straight.
Oh, what? You don't have to request it?
No. It just lands, bro.
It just lands. That's good still. You don't need to cash
it
out.
It just lands.
You don't need to withdraw or nothing.
It just lands, man.
From next season, when we do this week in, week out, there might be big money in this pot.
Yeah.
So with Le Bomb, obviously, I start a league, Filthy Fellas League, send the invite around, everyone clicks through, and then we set the price, £5. We did £20 this week. It's a lot of money, to be honest. It might be £20 for you individually, but when you add it all together, it's actually big bread.
Yeah, man.
And then you send that invite out, everyone comes in, enters their money. If you don't pay the money, you don't
get counted.
Can't
win the money.
You don't get counted. You're just on the outskirts.
Just looking shadow in.
Team, yeah. Championship, you're betting somewhere else.
I'm the most consistent here, you know. Consistently second.
Oh, so you're Arsenal.
You're proud of
Arsenal.
You're proud of it, yeah?
You're Arsenal.
You stay there, you smile.
Now you're proud. Now it sounds good.
Steve-O, love hearts.
Oh, thank you.
What does that love heart say, Muggs?
Sweetheart.
Maybe.
You love Hearts, yeah?
I love them. I've been thinking about this. I think you and me
are meant to be.
What does it say, Jordy?
Soulmate.
Oh, this is why you two phone each other. Tigo, oh, that was broke.
Yeah, I don't want a broken one.
Tigo, so I think of you.
What does true lips even mean?
You want to give her a true lips?
That's lippy.
Oh, I got a problem. I got a problem with the panel, by the way. Lippy came in the chat and said, "Boys, share this for me." I've shared it.
I shared it.
And you lot retweeted my share, but I'm getting killed.
Brother. I ain't seen what you wanted us to share.
I'm getting battered.
How did you share it?
I put a picture of the girl with them, man.
You're talking about the new episode of Let Me Land that Lippy dropped this week.
With this woman.
Yeah.
Astrid Wett.
Astrid Wett, I believe her name is.
But how did you capture, like,
I just put, oh my.
Nah, you shouldn't get killed. You said, oh my. I get
They're
it.
Battering me.
Who? And what though?
Brother, take this down, man. This is unright, brother.
I think it's because she's meant to be I think I remember her putting up something one time saying that she's Chelsea's biggest. So you know what my reply was?
Seconds.
No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not.
Let me land out now, boys. True it's lips. Over. True lips. It's over. It's done.
True lips is crazy.
And just to clarify, Arsenal didn't do it, did they?
Do what?
In the league. we weren't even paying attention.
Yeah, because I weren't here.
We weren't even paying attention.
No, we wasn't.
Do you know what? We weren't here. We weren't paying attention here either, though. Filthy at five.com. If you are new here, subscribe to the channel. We're going to have a big Euros, and we always have big off seasons. When there's that gap between football and more football, and then the gap after that, we make great content. We're going to be making content about Love Hearts.
True lips.
Content about true lips.
What did he just offer you? Gorgeous.
And you didn't take it.
Mark said.
Dan. Sorry, that's a lot. Last one.
Oh, man. Okay. Cool. Landed though.
Thanks, mate.
What does it say?
Looking good.
But for today's episode, I'm going to introduce the panel from my left to my right. He has had a blinder of a close to this season, by the way. He kind of did an Arsenal Man City run of just wins. He played football yesterday, representing the club in their match against Pitchside. We'll talk a little bit about that. Steve-O the Madman,
the redemption story. Honestly.
Steve-O, you might not have clocked it. Steve-O's been flying the last like 4, 5, 6 weeks.
Let me tell you something. I've been getting criticized for my football ability for a few years. And I always have to pull back to videos, but the last videos of me doing bits is a while back. I have to draw back to JD on the roof. Adidas.
Oh my lord.
Crossbar. I've done well.
You went crazy.
2016. Or I have to draw back to me running. 2018. There was no new footage.
All
this
BC.
Weekend, I've created.
You stopped the narratives.
Yeah.
He was very good in that game, you know. Played deep six. A lot of great positioning. A lot of very calm, steady That's passing.
And then I went right back. Then I went centre.
Then you went right back.
Then I went centre with the three.
Phil Neville.
Spencer next to me. John. Next to the other side of me.
John who?
Who the hell is Spencer and John?
John McGinn. Who knows Spencer?
Spencer Owen.
Okay. You've got to put the Owen.
I'm waiting for John.
Joe Smith.
Oh, okay. Who's Joe Smith?
I think he's like...
It's got to be like the most used name ever, no?
But I thought Joe his name Smith. Was John Smith. That's why.
That's the name on the letters that you put. Get for example.
There you go. But anyway, Steve-O the Madman. Man with the gap.
King of snap.
Oh, you lot messed it up, man.
Ba-da-ba-ba.
Yeah, well done. <Ba-da-ba-ba>.
Oh, now you know what? You lot sabotaged my... Yeah, okay,
yeah,
cool.
But you looked around. Isn't there someone that always does it?
Cool. He should have done it, but he butted in.
Oh, so Mark's messed it up.
Then he'd done whatever he done.
Next on the panel, he flew back in from Marbella and straight on air, straight on shows. We don't know what happened in Marbella. I'm guessing some crazy stuff. His name's Margs.
Patron.
Nah, it's a Bucky's. That's pay grade, man. Patron. I'll be honest with you, man.
Pay grade?
That's a patron. It's a patron. Patron. Yeah. It's behind
they
the
can't be trusted. I heard all our patron episodes are on TikTok.
No what? Way!
Like, a lot of this private stuff that we'd be saying to our patrons in private is clipped up on TikTok. We're like, what?
I only see Joe Budden Patreon clips on Twitter. I'm not a big Joe Budden guy, but I watch some of the Patreon clips.
No, but I'll be talking to them directly. This is like heart to heart. So
is
I'm
that
letting
illegal
them know.
To do?
It should be.
No, it's no. It's not. It's not illegal though. Morally wrong. Immoral.
It's immoral. It's immoral. That's one. That means it's one of your Patreon subscribers as well.
Yeah. Can't be trusted. Sometimes when we say certain things, I say, "Look, use what? Don't clip this up."
Yeah, that's how. That's a sure way to get something clipped.
You
up,
told them not to clip it up, and it's called no behavior, and you expect them to be behaved.
But how do you go about trying to not, like, how do you put on a good show on Patreon? Because it's, if it's that good a show, it's gonna fly.
It's true, but I don't, like, they must know that we're not on TikTok paying attention, because there's
old ass guys.
Next on the panel, he's scared of TikTok. He's back from Marbella and he's satisfied with Chelsea's end to the season. His name's Savage Dan, aka Neil.
I'm not that satisfied.
Really?
Anyways, me, I'm back. And I'm not going there again.
I think the word he used, satisfied, is a good word, though. We're not saying you're over the moon. Satisfied.
I'm not.
Oh. Okay.
Next on the next on the panel, he's still looking for an FA Cup final ticket. He doesn't quite have the stroke to pull that one off, by the looks of things. His name's Jordy.
You're challenging me,
Let's
yeah?
find out.
All right, cool, watch. Someone, don't let me down.
And you're not allowed to pay for it.
I like that one. He's not allowed to pay for it. Someone has to gift him this ticket.
Bro, that's my rule anyway. I'm not paying for that.
Never.
No.
Nah, man. Sometimes you got to pay for a decent.
I'm with that. I'll pay.
No, you don't.
I know.
Last but not least, he is here. He is representing. This is the hardest working man in show business. His name is Poet.
Man, Man United fans, I know you hate me, but hate your club more.
Don King himself.
Come on, my guy.
Like Don King?
Because he steals from everyone.
What?
Poet.
Is this the narrative you're trying to paint because your team's bad? Oh my. Oh, sorry. Yep, apparently I can't lean back, otherwise I get, I was going to say, yeah.
I put a pick up of Poet in that. Well, Mitch did actually. Yeah. Mitch put a pick of Poet up in a Spurs top. Yeah. I took it and put it on Twitter and people are like, they've never seen this pick.
Oh, I retweeted. I didn't realize that I was supposed to pop on.
Yeah.
I've been like 900 lives though. So like, it just depends on when you checked in.
I've worn an Arsenal top before.
Yeah, but I consistently wore Spurs gear.
Oh.
I used to wear all different types of football tops. And obviously people used to get onto me for it. But I'm saying my rule was, if it's not top four,
it don't matter.
Then it don't matter. I can wear any top I want.
Also, I wore Man United top. It's cool.
Yeah, but now it's bigger than top four. Now it's like 7, 8.
For you,
clubs.
Yeah. You should wear top four.
You're trying to fit in right at this point.
Hey, do you know what? I want to say something. I want to confess something. And I'm going to say it because I have to tell this story. I want to say what it's gone from. It's gone from me supporting a team so much that I got nervous. I didn't want to play against them when I was playing against them in the youth team. So that team is Arsenal. I used to support Arsenal.
Whoa.
When did you start supporting West Ham?
You changed your team.
You changed team? What age?
So let me tell you.
Well,
so,
he was playing against him in the youth team. Yeah, so.
Oh my God.
As a teenager.
From 13, I stopped supporting a football team because I couldn't play against my team, playing for QPR, playing against Arsenal. It was mad. So I stopped supporting them. And then 2005.
How old were you then?
Leah was
Mate,
one.
You weren't playing against the first team. You were playing against other 13-year-olds.
Wait. Leah was alive when you decided to support West Ham?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're disgusted, man.
You've been a West Ham fan since when?
Since 05.
It's 20 years.
How does it feel, though? Does it feel real?
Well, his dad was a West Ham supporter.
My dad was a West Ham supporter. It's always in the family.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't support a team from 1997.
It sounds
old, man. You've been around for a time. I'm still longer than all you lot.
No.
Yes.
How old are you?
I'm 29. And I exactly your age. Right.
What?
Whoa.
You malfunctioned.
When was you born? 97?
I was born in 95.
Okay, so 97.
We do this every week, Steve.
This is why he muted you on Twitter.
So I've supported United longer than you supported West Ham.
Yeah.
Just letting you know.
It's mad.
Wow, how long have you supported United?
Since 92.
Why? Why since then?
That's when what? That's when I started supporting them.
Can I say something? Hold on.
How old were you? Did you support Chelsea from birth?
That was my first word.
Yeah, right.
My first word was Chelsea.
Okay, so when did you start supporting United?
Probably about 99.
Well, Champions
Glory
League.
Glory.
He was born in 95, you said? Yeah, 4.
So what? Hold on. What happened before then? So as a baby, you weren't supporting no one?
Why would you?
What the f*** are you talking about?
His first words were Chelsea.
Like, of course I was supporting from birth, but I would have been put into a Chelsea baby girl, like, as soon as.
Yeah, but that's not your choice. You can't say when you was 4. Well, when I was 4, I knew I loved United, yeah, from then on.
Bruv, my son's 4. You think he knows what he loves? Like,
no, but he does know what he loves, though.
Yeah, his dad.
You got to tell them what they love.
Well, no, because my dad supports Arsenal. And I aired him.
No, I chose. But it was bro, from the womb. Like, I knew.
I don't believe that either. There's a lot of so everyone's lying. Here. Yeah, because I've just told crazy truth right now, and you lot are trying to like, whoa. But the truth is, you lot have been supporting your teams as long as me.
So basically, no one believes anyone's 4-year-old story here.
Well, I want to know his origin story for Arsenal. Poets.
It's so many videos, mate. Ian Wright, boom, I'm in, done. 96. I saw Ian Wright.
It's easy.
It was.
I was Ian Wright, boom, done. Then I was done by 98.
Yeah, but obviously you're a quite confused individual. You was at Arsenal thinking life's good, and you went to West Ham, and then
love it even more. Nah, man, I love it even more.
Alright, so answer me this: how do you feel about Arsenal now? Then,
good question, Jordy.
good question, Jordy.
It's not that much of a great question.
It is. This is because I'm gonna need this clipped. Yeah, because. I still have a soft spot for Arsenal. Definitely.
Oh, you're doing the Darren Bent. You are Darren Bent.
No. There's nothing getting done, Tigo, I promise you.
It's what Steve-O's doing to try and just soften all the attacks from Arsenal fans on Twitter. He's done with it, and now he wants an easy life.
It's bait.
Is it bait? Hey, you know what?
Supporting Arsenal's not an easy life.
So you're scared of the Arsenal fans on Twitter?
Bun them, bro. It's nothing to do with that. I'm giving them their... flowers, man. Arsenal's a good team.
Prove it.
They're going to prove it when they win the FA Cup.
When?
And they're not in the FA Cup.
Wait, what the f*** are you talking about?
That's how much you care. They don't even know what we're doing.
They can't prove it, you know. Chelsea, I've just watched Chelsea have their worst 2 years in a long, long time. We've been in 2 cup finals. I've just watched Arsenal have their best 2 seasons in a long, long time.
And nothing.
No cup finals.
Did you win your cup final?
Was in it.
Wait, since when was going to FA Cup, going to cup finals an achievement?
It's better than not hitting a final.
I think being in the Champions League and finishing second is probably a better
Nah. It's the day out. It's the day out. Obviously, the trophy
you're
party.
You're not going.
Going where? I'm going.
FA Cup, oh, please.
I'm going to.
You ain't got the stroke.
I'm going. stop telling me I ain't got stroke either. The point that Dan's trying to make is, over the last couple of years, yeah, there are certain fan bases that have receipts of what their team's done, whether it be...
And every cup final's not a receipt.
Well, you've got...
A league cup final is definitely not a receipt.
You've got the programmes that will say Chelsea versus Man City, league cup final.
I got a programme for the time we lost.
Do you think Arsenal get better again next year?
Say that again?
Do you think you get better again?
Yes. Do you think you get better again?
Yeah, I think we have no... We're not better now.
Oh, wait, you get so defensive when we do Arsenal.
Because you know what it is? A man is talking about a cup they final in comparison to league progression.
You know what it is? Come on. They are super meaty. Don't you get it? They are sick, but you can't... The history books won't give a damn.
But they will.
When?
Arsenal won 16 of their last 18 games, scored 54 goals and conceded 9.
And have that's nothing insane. To show for right, it.
That's cool. Crazy. Cool. That's like going and you get the top table and now.
Manchester City played one more game during that time and scored fewer and conceded more.
And won the league. That is special. That is special.
There's
another number. That's not goals conceded, not wins and losses. It's 115.
We're not doing charges.
Well, we have to do charges. Because it's everyone's era that we're in. Just because you're not competing up there, you have to do
can
charges.
Can I ask this, please? Like, so we're going to talk about the charges. What are they?
I don't know, mate. It's 115, okay. Though.
So don't talk about stuff we don't know, please.
I'm sick of it.
Everyone wants to talk about Man City's charges. I'm talking about their charges. No one knows what they are.
All right, cool. So Tigo's got a laptop. He's going to look them up. We can find them out.
I've read it before. Der Spiegel, the German newspaper, did an expose on...
It's failure to show. Failure to show funds for this. Failure to show transactions for this. Failure to show, basically. Yeah.
And it's also about them delaying handing over the files. And it's also about what happened in Der Spiegel, which was the executives at Manchester City telling the owner that they have to start paying money into the club through made up sponsors so that they can justify their PSR and FFP.
Yeah, the made up sponsor thing was a thing.
Yeah, but that's a big thing with most clubs. Million. Chelsea got knocked back bare times
again,
from
you're
like
talking
having
Chelsea,
sponsors.
Not most club, that's Chelsea.
No, but I'm saying like it's a thing. It's every club does it. Like, can we make a credible enough company our sponsor?
No, again, you're talking Chelsea and Man City business. You're talking about the two most corrupt teams in the Premier League. That's what you're talking about.
Wow.
I'm anti-system. You think I care about corruption?
You know what? It's true. Corruption don't matter if you've got silverware.
54 failures to provide accurate financial information between 2009, 2010, 2017, 2018. 14 failures to provide accurate details for player and manager payments. 5 failure to comply with UEFA's rules, including financial fair play. 7 breaches of Premier League PSR rules. 35 failures to cooperate with Premier League investigations.
Steve-O, you gonna learn today.
No, it's not that bad.
Yeah. Football does the talking.
Most of these is just failure to provide. You know when you get flashed,
why do you
fail? and you don't send your driving license?
Then why do you,
that's
no?
It.
Why do they fail to send it? Because Everton and Forest said, "Here's the information,"
and got
then
deducted.
When they went to court, they said, "Here's why,"
and got deducted.
And then the court said, "You know what? Because of the reasons, we're going to cut down
they're sorting
the
all
amount
that,
of deductions."
They're sorting all of that out now.
What? It's autumn getting all 2024 done. Is allegedly the court date. And it won't be settled until summer 2025.
It don't affect what happens on the pitch, you know? Failure to show finance. What are you lot talking about?
Your City. You've got all these trophies. Is the charges worth it?
If you're going to do that and you're going to steal all this stuff and you're going to alter the landscape of football and all that stuff, have you successfully sport washed?
Yes.
What do I think of your nation state now? And what does the world think of what you've
Everyone
done?
Everyone loves Manchester.
It's not about Manchester.
I think we all know this though, right? And if you follow the trail and you follow who owns Man City and what do they contribute to the world on a bigger scheme, I don't think they're going to, nothing's going to happen because they'll be pulling too many strings and telling you can't do that, you can't do this.
Oh, that's 100%.
That's what I think is going to happen.
So. I know if Roman Abramovich was still at Chelsea, they would all be like,
they would have won the World Cup.
What we do with the, we're going to make the new rules.
Yeah.
So equivalent, City were tearing it up like Madrid were tearing it up. City got Haaland. Mm-hmm. Madrid are now going to get Mbappe. Arsenal got closer to City.
City stepped back this year.
Complacency though.
Yeah, but there's no money in Spain as well. There's so many things in England that we're privy to that you don't even have in Spain. So like when Real Madrid are top and they've got 90 whatever points, it's because they are much better than everybody else.
It's a team league at most anyway.
It's a one team league now.
Yeah, at this moment it's a one team league, isn't it? At least Man City, sometimes some games looks competitive. Like with Real Madrid, it's not a competition. Girona made them look a little bit competitive
for
3 weeks. Yeah, but
my point being, now you're looking at, okay, Leverkusen just won Bundesliga. So it's possible. Like Arsenal could have won the league this year. Mm-hmm. It was possible.
They didn't.
Leverkusen haven't lost a game all season. All competitions.
Is it?
What I'm saying is sometimes
they ain't lost. They're in the finals of, what's that, Europa? They haven't lost. They haven't lost.
They lost all year.
They haven't lost.
Comps, they have not lost.
So they're the real invincibles.
Yeah.
Dan, you're on him today, isn't it?
They're the real invincibles. Bro, that's serious, you know? Hey, they haven't lost all year.
If he wins that Europa, it's one of the greatest managerial feats of all time.
100%.
No, but he's not better than Ranieri. Just letting you know that.
Ranieri?
What? At Leicester?
No, that was great.
He hasn't lost a game.
I don't care what Ranieri done at Leicester is better.
You mugged it off 49 games. 49 games unbeaten.
It's not. It's worse. It's more than that. It's 50 plus now.
Ranieri is still a great. It's great. It's great. Great. They're both great. But Ranieri's things matter.
No,
getting Leicester
not,
to win the
not,
Premier League.
Not losing. That's you know. It's hard to even do that on Football Manager, bro. Are you mad? He hasn't lost a game, bro. In every
he
competition
took Leicester.
No. Leicester. That's crazy for the Prem. But I'm saying all comps. That means they would have won everything.
If he wins that cup, bro, allow him. Leave him alone.
You know it's their first ever title win.
Ever.
Ever in the history of the club.
I'm sure Leicester have got a couple.
But I'm looking through their team. I'm looking at their number 10, that Verts. One of the best, like you got some of the best players in the world in your position.
You wouldn't have said
that's
that.
Not a surprise.
You wouldn't have said that before a ball
West
got kicked.
Morgan.
You wouldn't have said that before a ball got kicked.
Hey, wait, calm yourself down, bro.
Chat to him, the new black, you know. Yes, my
I'm
brother.
Just saying.
To play 50 plus games and not lose and to win everything you've been in, if they win this Europa, it's over.
Welcome to the show, Miles.
Are you recovered from playing at the pitch side versus the club match?
My left thigh is in bits, man.
What position did you play?
Yeah, midfield. First half was a shocker.
Anything is significant?
Assist, right?
Pass.
Yeah, but let me just get there first. Miles, aka World's Best Looking Guy on YouTube, aka the Black Fabregas, is official now.
Right. Stop. I was just going Steve-o, to say.
Wait. No. Let's. One thing at a time.
I know what the show's about, but let me just get my stuff off.
Miles,
and you could do you.
Did you watch the Craig Mitch episode?
You could do you.
Nah, I didn't. You know. Oh, you said. Oh, I saw the clip though. He said he's the original best looking.
The real best looking guy.
Yeah. Well, he will say that, innit? But he isn't. So. And you know why? He doesn't appeal to a lot of women. Like I said, I'm international. There's a lot of women that don't like Craig Mitch. They love Miles Ferron. So there's a difference there. So there's levels. So we're going to move on from that. That's that.
Where did that come from? He doesn't appeal to a lot of women.
We're going to get back to this match. But Miles, did you see your uncle in the top 10 sexiest British people list the other day?
No,
someone
he was
put
in
it
there.
On Twitter. Is they it? Put your uncle in there, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, you might be Rob Buffer's guy on YouTube then, man.
Come on, man. It's the DNA. It's the genes. But anyway, listen.
Flipping, look.
He's going anyway, mad
listen,
today.
Listen. I got there. First half stinker. I even subbed myself
off.
No. I have to say,
he's telling the truth.
I'm telling the truth.
No, I'm talking about me calling the Buffer's
guy. Why was it a stinker?
Nah, my fitness. And I haven't played. Last time I played was with T and the rest of the boys at Crystal Palace.
Have you forgotten how to, like, where to be?
That was the main issue. Yeah. PK was like, Miles, you're marking space, you're not marking the man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was the PK's problem when we played as well, by the way.
Right, if I played alongside PK, that would have been absolutely tense, you know?
So as I found myself in the second half, I got a bit more better. Even PK was like, yeah, cool. You're maneuvering, getting a bit more better. He came into the right back. He made it more easier as well. And when he played centre mid, he made it more tick. I'm not even going to lie.
Made it more tick?
He made it tick more. The whole team, it was the cohesion was better. When Steve-O was there in the middle, he didn't even do a lot of running. He was just picking passes. So as the second half got better, I got better agreeing to the game, man.
You're talking fast like you rehearsed this on the
train. I'm just being honest. No rehearsal, just being honest.
I have to say.
Yeah, go on.
Definitely. That analogy is right. First half stinker, second half got into it, started playing some balls.
Mm. He won you over.
I see something.
Yeah, your heart's off.
A little bit.
But you let me tell you what I didn't see.
Uh-oh.
Tell me.
I didn't see anyone that could be likened to a Black Fabregas. So you need to stop. That stops now. Until you play again, and then you show us.
But this is when I was younger. I was that.
So who is he now,
Steve? Name a white player that he's similar to.
Bro, I'm saying Lee Catamol.
The Black Catamol.
Because he was getting you one a few balls. In the second half, he was chasing.
If you see the through ball, you saw the through ball. It was between two players.
I know
players.
What you did. You just hit the space. But those centre backs are miles.
It wasn't. It looks more wider than it isn't. It isn't.
No, I know. People, you don't get it. You know what's in my phone? I was getting messages from your teammates sending me pictures of your knee brace.
Yeah, the Stone Cold knee brace was there. Yeah.
And saying we're doomed.
The Black Lokonga.
What?
Lokonga's good, man. We're not doing that.
He said the Black Lokonga.
Black Lokonga.
How many stadiums have you played at? How many stadiums have you played at? Just remind me. Let's go stadium for stadium. Let's go.
That one West Ham stadium.
Okay, cool. I've got the Den. Go on, give me another one.
You compare the Den.
I'm just going stadium for stadium. Let's just go stadium for stadium. Go on.
Nah, he's played out.
No.
I got three.
I've got more than that.
Hive.
No, I've got more. You're doing too much. Go on. You've got West Ham. I've got the Den. Go on.
Mile End.
Great stadium.
Is it a stadium?
Yeah.
Come on, it counts.
Well, I've got Crystal Palace, Selhurst Park. Go on, next.
We both stopped there then?
No.
Oh, go on, go again.
I've got QPR. Go on, next. I've got Emirates. Go on, next.
Oh, man, you're stinking up all these stadiums.
I've got goals at the Emirates.
That was great.
Just stinking up all these stadiums. I tell you, you know what you should do? Don't play in no more stadiums.
I'm playing, bro. I'm outside.
Wait, I got one more thing to say. Right, so game, you done talking about the game?
Yeah.
So.
Because where was this energy yesterday? I don't understand. But go on, carry on. Because I got a robot off.
I've just gave you your due. I just said second half. Black Cat and Mole.
Black and Mole.
Miles, a few months ago, you were sitting here.
Mm-hmm.
Might have been here. And you said, when Arsenal win the league,
mm-hmm.
I don't want no one breading me and all of this facts. Stuff and all of that, right?
Facts. You just missed Steve-O breading.
Breading.
you just missed Steve-O a 10-minute Steve-O breading.
I used to be an Arsenal fan.
Hey. So I just want to say, no one ain't going to be breading you. Because your team
didn't win the league.
Didn't win the league, brother.
Your team didn't either, Steve-O. And I'm not talking about West Ham.
But hey, you missed a confession.
What?
I told everyone when I was younger for 2 years.
two years of doing that.
Changed.
This is the wrong. This was the wrong season to say that. By the way,
what? What do you mean?
Well, you don't get no praise for that. Saying it was an Arsenal fan when. Like, what do you want?
Did you know?
I told you he's Darren Bent.
Did you know?
No, you didn't. I didn't know.
Anyway, Real Madrid. They're going to walk the La Liga for the next few years. I reckon.
Flipping neck. I forgot we were there.
Man City now. They're four in a row. 6-7.
Yeah, domination. Ruin the league.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think they were the best? Do you think they deserve to win this title?
Oh my
God!
What?
Manchester City didn't beat a team, and they didn't beat Liverpool. They didn't beat Arsenal. I think they won two games against the top six.
Arsenal lost 4 points. If you lose, drop 4 points to Fulham, you don't deserve to win the league either.
I think Arsenal got 22 points against the traditional top six. Man City took 15. 25 of their 27 wins came against bottom 14 teams. In the last nine games, I think they won every single one of them by two goals or more. And I think they were up on average after 17 minutes of each of those games.
You can only play what's in front of you, man. After 38 games, whoever's number one deserved it, bro.
That's facts, bro.
We're not doing this.
And we know the business end. I don't get. You see, when Arsenal were always in a commanding position at some point in the season, around Christmas, whatever it is, you lot are in control, usually.
They weren't this time.
No. You got
and
let
you
him
lot
end.
Said, no, it's better this time because we're chasing. Chasing who?
There was one point.
Bro, you see the business end of the season where Pep gets involved, when he puts his black Air Force on, there's no catching him.
Dan,
he's got the. That's
Dan,
it.
Arsenal won 16 of 18 games, and one of the games they didn't win was a draw against
did
City
they catch
at the
him?
Etihad.
Did they get
it wasn't
him?
A case of catching. It wasn't a case of catching. There was one point between them after 23 games. They've basically just went.
We don't hand out participation trophies on this show, bro.
Yeah, man.
No one's asking for a trophy.
No one's asking for that. No one's asking for that, though.
So what do you want?
No, we don't want anything. What are you doing? That's not a take. You got to say something, though.
Because you're saying that. So who? If City didn't deserve it, who deserved it?
I said City deserved it. So.
No. But you asked who deserved it. What was the answer you was expecting?
No, I think City deserved it. But I personally said I went
it's
against
proved
Tico.
City deserved it.
Yeah, and I'm not going against you.
They've won an endurance title, and I don't think we rate those. You look at Man City.
I think they're the best.
You look at but you at least get a win against the team in second and third. At least.
But I think the teams
who wins against the top
second
six.
And third teams that are setting up to do exactly what the bottom teams are doing.
You think Liverpool play defensive against City? They do not.
Not defensive, but more defensive than they usually do.
You can send an all-star team to play City in May. It doesn't matter. They're getting beat.
The thing is, yeah, the reason why I can't have that vim, I remember that our Invincible side didn't beat Man United twice. We drew them twice.
But there's a clear difference between
the
two teams.
We won more games
teams.
That season.
What's the difference between Man City and Arsenal this season?
Pep Guardiola.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
That's
and,
it.
And 115 charges.
And a striker.
And Kevin De Bruyne. Doesn't matter, man. Everyone's got charges.
No, they haven't.
So are you guys surprised that Arsenal actually made it to the last day? Are you expected?
I rate Arsenal. But I'm saying that's where it ends.
Yeah, of course. That's why it's meant to end.
Of course you're a Chelsea fan.
You're a Chelsea fan. I don't want you to rate anything else other than that.
Doesn't matter. You lot can't lace my boots in the last 20 years. You can't lace my boots. Don't worry about me. I'm fine. I still ended up fifth. Like,
he said, Moles, I didn't Moles, even ask him that. Moles, about his boots Moles. And Chelsea and stuff. I didn't even ask
Miles.
Him.
Miles. But there is a thing to say, though, that because of these last two title challenges you lot have done, you do think you can lace Chelsea's boots.
I know
you think you can lace United's boots, Liverpool's boots. You think you can lace these clubs' boots.
They're living in the now, but what I'm saying is there's nothing here now either.
But it's the second.
What?
It's just second.
Yeah, but we're second to one of the best teams.
Was it? You just forget that. No, but you just compared. Second. No, we're saying we're a better team than 8th place and 6th place now, which we can have energy for.
I'm talking.
We can have that energy.
You lot
talk. And where did you finish? Wherever you lot finish.
I forget. I support my team.
There's nothing. I get it. You lot have to. You have to find something. I would do the same thing.
It's not finding something. It's not finding anything. It's there in front of you, my bro.
What is better? You're better than us right now. Yes, fine. Prove it. Where?
Well, they beat you the other day.
No, no, like prove
5-0.
It, prove it.
What, see, they don't beat you 5-0
when
the
I
other
go,
day.
When I go to the Emirates and I want to see your club museum and you say you were better than Chelsea in the 2022 and 2023-24, show me.
You got to be smarter than that, though.
Show me.
Because Newcastle were better than you as well last year.
They've been saying stuff all season. It's ain't just the
because
now.
We've been there all
you've
season.
Been saying stuff
but
all season.
But we've had reasons
about history
to argue.
And that.
We've had
even your guy's nodding his head, bro.
But we've lost the league on the final day.
Bro, you've been
we lost the league on the final day.
We've been talking histories and things like this.
When did
bro.
That? What history? 100%. Tell me what I told you. No, but tell me what I said though. What histories though?
I don't think Arsenal are going to win the league in the next decade. You don't watch football, so no one's offended.
But you're not saying anything to me.
On paper, I don't think anyone's going to win the league in the next decade, other than Manchester City.
No. Pep's gone next year. It's fine. It's back. It's open season.
Arteta wins it then.
Arteta? You lot are going to be knackered. Your players are heartbroken.
All right, Dan. I'm going to know you in the next 10 years' time. We're going to know each other. We're going to the parade together. You're
Dan, cut him off now.
I think Arteta will get someone up to a point. Arteta will get Arsenal up to a point. Then a real gaffer's going to come and get them over the line.
Tell me the real gaffer. No, tell me the real gaffer. You don't know. It sounds nice. What you said, you didn't do anything. You're just talking.
You sound hot. Why do you sound so hot?
Yeah, man.
But he says he's talking. He's going to get someone. You're not doing anything.
You're frustrated.
I don't understand.
You know what it is? You've come in here, unshaven, rattled. You've look distressed and disheveled. This is crazy. You've got rattled. You've got mad.
Dude. He said unshapen.
Unshapen, you know. Unshapen.
I think there's a lot of narratives though that this year that Arsenal dealt with. Like, I think you made a lot of fun of, if they've got Saliba, then they won't win the league. I think when Saliba got injured, they won three of their last. When he got injured, they won three of their last nine. That was the end of their season. This year, the most wins Arsenal have ever had in a season. The second highest points total for team in second place ever.
I think that point still stands.
And the best defensive record because he didn't
get
injured.
You told me. Yeah. You didn't
last
win the league
last year.
Yeah,
last
because you never had Saliba.
And he's played every
year.
Game. He's been ever
every
present.
Every
game. I thought that.
And you still didn't win the league.
But that was in our narrative this season, though.
That's the last season.
But we never said that this season. No, and he's right.
Boys, we never said that this season. Miles, take the emotion out.
No, it was obvious now.
What's obvious now is that they would have won.
Has Tigo got to defend you all the time, though?
He has to. Of course he has
he's
to.
He's not defending anything. Defend him.
What's obvious is that they would have won the league if Saliba was fit.
Both of you, take off your bikini. The best defensive record. Take off the bikinis.
They won 16 of 18.
He was just fit and they didn't do it.
But it's a new season, my guy. You can't compare last season and this season.
You can't lose it with one guy even. I'm just telling you
that. Yes, you can, because they won 3 of 9 with him injured, when actually, if he plays the whole season, they win 16 of their last 18 and have the best defensive record. They conceded. Yes, that's the point.
You can't say what they would have done.
Two bodies of evidence, Mars.
You can't say what they would have done. Basically, like I said, you just told me you would have won if Saliba never got injured. And Saliba never got injured.
Let me ask you, what do you think? So what do you think Arsenal could have done to win this league then?
Get a striker like we all said.
This points tally that we got was the most for a points for a second side. So essentially, most other seasons, we might have even won the league with this side. This just speaks to Pep Good is. I'm not going to be upset how good Pep is. I'm not going to be upset that Pep's better than us.
Of course not.
But I know for a fact that
of course
that
I'm not upset.
About,
rattled, you know?
I never thought Chelsea would be above United. They've got a problem.
Do you prefer bikinis or a naked body?
I don't know, man. I don't know. It depends
look
what
at
I want to
look at. Body. Look at the points tally.
That is a bar. That is a question.
I don't know.
that question's cold.
Look at the whole thing.
We didn't win it.
You'll
I know
see
that.
Two things different.
So what's the bikini? Yeah. Wait, what's the bikini? Because
the facts
are the same.
The pants
either way.
And the bras, the 2 points that they missed.
The pants and the bra.
It's the 2 points he
missed.
Rodri was right, because you didn't go to Etihad to win.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but that's why.
But
that mentality.
I don't understand that.
They never came to the Emirates to try and win.
Well, yeah, they did.
They did.
But they didn't, though, did they?
No, they tried.
They didn't win.
Yeah, exactly.
We did try and win.
We just didn't take our chances.
What you're seeing here is a flat track bully. They know they can bump you. But when they came up against the big boys, Liverpool and Arsenal, they retreated. And Rodri talking like, "Oh, we knew we won the league that day."
We all did. Because we all sat here and we said, if Arsenal go to Etihad and pick up 3 points, this league is dead.
What's that got to do with, that's a completely different point.
If they went, they didn't even try to win it. If they went there and got 3 points.
No, we definitely did.
If you got 3 points, you would have won the league.
No, he's just stating what he's stating. that you didn't come to try and win.
We did. That's not what happened, though. We did try and win.
But the thing is,
he probably knows better.
Exactly.
Rodri was there
on the pitch.
Okay, so
man,
after the game, Saliba and Trossard watch the interview. After the game, watch the Saliba and Trossard interview. Oh, forget your left hand. Watch this interview.
I don't think Arsenal went to City to win. I definitely don't. I just think that what Pep has said to them is now we win every game because they didn't come to win. That doesn't make it true. That's just what Pep said. I'm sure Mikel Arteta said the same thing. You didn't lose at Etihad. Now we go and win every game.
Exactly.
Mourinho used to do that.
He got beat by Unai Emery again. You guys are going to have to deal with that at some point because Unai Emery's got his number. But when it comes down to it, Arsenal beat Man City and drew with Man City this year. That, if in a two-horse race, that is enough to win a league.
So they only lose the league because of Unai?
Yeah.
That stinks. That stinks.
Can I ask you a little question? Should we be disappointed as Arsenal fans this season?
You should be conflicted.
You should be disappointed in yourselves because you wasn't humble.
What are you talking about?
One sec.
That's it. Stevo,
don't be disappointed in yourself.
Stevo, we can get to that question afterwards. That's fantastic. Amazing. Can you answer my question, Stevo? You know about football. Should we be disappointed with Arsenal this season as
if you wasn't last year, you should feel exactly the same way you felt last season. Because you've got absolutely nothing to show for it. When you open your hands,
sawdust.
Like a fart. Yeah.
Sawdust as well.
So if you were satisfied last season, be satisfied this season.
I just find it funny that you, man, are just dancing and twerking. So
I would probably be disappointed if I lost to Villa and not City. Like that, if that loss, losing me the league, would hurt me.
Yeah, and the 4 points against Fulham.
So if you lost to City,
yeah, and the 4 points against Fulham as well.
Yeah, but you know what? I think psychologically, if we lost to City and we know City was above us at that time, I don't think we would have gone on the run.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think Arsenal was sick. I'm just happy it's happened this way because I do think Arsenal was sick and I'm glad that they're sick.
In the head.
They're also sick in the head. No, fans are sick in the head.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's nothing to do with the players. I hate you lot.
You know Lippy's going through hell on Twitter right now because of a Chelsea fan. So I don't know what we're talking about. Fans are a
Lippy
mess.
Lippy hired him. Lippy hired her.
That's Chelsea's second biggest.
Lippy booked her though.
Don't let me get onto Man United fans. They're crazy. All our fan groups are crazy. So forget this fan
Lippy
group
booked her.
Pointing out. They're all nuts, bro.
City lost to Villa as well.
Huh?
City lost to Villa.
And then they beat them.
But they won the league.
And then they beat them.
I'm just saying. Losing to Villa happens.
Forget that though. If City lost to Villa and lost the league, this would be a talking point.
Are you happy that City won the league?
No.
Yeah, I prefer
you to win the league.
Would you?
But even that Villa loss has some context, and it is about, like, at the beginning of the season, we would have said, right, can Arsenal really compete for the league again? They got Champions League, blah, blah, blah. They play Bayern, then Villa, then Bayern. So the question, could they do
both?
It
was a tough week.
And ultimately, if Arteta could go back in time, he probably would have sacrificed one of them.
They didn't even win an away game in the Champions League.
I was listening to some Arsenal fans, talk.
Where?
And they kept talk support.
Okay,
and they kept talking about how...
Let me take this. Just a pinch of salt. Go on. Put it there. Go on.
Because it's Arsenal fans talking.
On talk support as well, but go on.
You've said the same thing, right? You said
we
expand our squad. So you need to get backup players. You've talked about buying backup to Saka.
We do, yeah.
So my point is, why don't you just buy players that can go straight in?
89 points, Steve-O. 89 points.
No, I don't care. You at the start of last season, you should have got a new striker.
Arsenal got a good bench.
You got Havertz, though.
He's not a striker. You lot said he'd come in to do Saka role. We had this argument on there before.
No, but with 89 points.
But you didn't win the league, and now we're saying why. You said why. You asked the question earlier.
Pardon?
You asked the question earlier.
Yeah, you're going up because we didn't buy a striker.
I'm saying.
Is that what you're saying?
You didn't buy a striker.
Yes.
Mentality, what Rodri's talking about, you're trying to buy a backup for your first ones. Go and get people to compete.
Yeah, but now we're going to go compete now. Because we're going to go probably
buy more
players.
You know, the fan perspective on what's happening is two different things. So even if I think we should get backup, it doesn't mean that's what's happening. So bringing that argument is just kind of weird anyway.
I'm asking you why. But I'm saying this is the mentality. It's for your whole club.
Yeah, but Saka missed how many games this season? So if you buy backup for Saka, that's
probably
better.
Don't buy backup for him. Go and buy someone that can compete with him.
16 of 18. They won 16 of their last 18.
And they didn't win the league. So something still needs to be done.
And we're playing a side that's in the FA Cup final. The side that we're playing is in the FA Cup final. Got beat by Real Madrid in the semi-finals. Bro, we got knocked out the quarterfinals. We got knocked out the third round of the bloody FA Cup. Like, we were just focusing on the league. Them guys were multitasking and still managed to win the league. It just says to me, we're not good enough,
that.
Bro.
This has been a reverse.
Man City's games in Europe this year that they won were against Young Boys, Red Star Belgrade, Copenhagen,
and Leipzig. They did not have a they did not have a competitive European run.
Have they got a bigger squad?
Yeah. They've got a couple of Jordy.
No. I'm not trying to be funny here.
Jordy, you're doing too much.
Jordy,
you're doing too much.
Don't be defensive. No, I'm asking the question.
Technically, Arsenal have a bigger squad, but you are saying that at that point, Reece Nelson is equivalent to their options.
To their Doku or their Grealish.
Towards the end of the season, towards the end of the season, Arsenal's bench has looked very strong.
Doku is Reece Nelson 2 years ago.
Are you trying to tell me that Arsenal's bench could compete with City's bench? Then is what you're trying to say.
I'm trying to say that we've sat on this table. One second, but what I'm trying to say is, look. You can look at the camera and all that, but I can sit here when I'm telling you Smith Rowe's not good enough. You're telling me he is good enough. So now he's not good enough.
So your argument is with Miles, isn't
it? I'm just saying.
No,
it's
Steve.
I'm just saying that I don't forget Miles. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, cool.
Okay,
that's one player.
It's not, is it cool or is it not cool?
Yeah, it's good enough to beat you and everyone else, but it ain't good enough to compete against City with their team. I give you that.
You couldn't get the win at Bayern, didn't get it at Porto, didn't get it at PSV, didn't get it in France.
We beat.
Not away.
This is your only chance to win leagues because I'm coming back soon. Don't you get it?
Who's coming back?
This is your only chance to win the league.
Who's coming back?
Me.
So you're satisfied at the end of that season, isn't it?
I'm so satisfied.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's changed.
No. Not with my end. I'm satisfied with your end to this season.
I just want to compare City's benches, if you don't mind. Yeah. And Arsenal's benches. City, Nathan Ake, Mateo Kovacic, John Stones, Jack Grealish, Julian Alvarez, Matias Nunes, Scott Carson because Edison was injured, Oscar Bob and Rico Lewis. Arsenal, Gabriel Jesus, Emile Smith Rowe, Jurrien Timber, Alexander Zinchenko, Aaron Ramsdale, Eddie Nketiah, Jacob.
That's a better bench.
That's quality.
That's a better bench man for man.
Arsenal got better bench.
City sent to Arsenal.
Doesn't matter. They're better than... Bruv,
it's not better.
It's not better.
Yeah, but they went to the Wizard.
Come on, man.
Zinchenko went to the Wizard and got a heart. Gabriel Jesus went to the Wizard and got a brain.
You know it. Yeah. You thought he'd done something and he didn't do nothing. Bruh, he done you no favours.
Way better.
He done you no favours. It's not way better.
Man City's bench is way better.
It's not way better.
Who did you predict to win the league at the beginning of the season? Who did you begin?
I predicted Arsenal.
City. Everyone predicted City.
I predicted Arsenal.
Who's the better coach, Pep or Arteta?
Pep.
They've got the better team, right? So yeah. Why are you fighting me for this? I don't understand. Why are you fighting me?
Why was you fighting?
You were saying he was going to win it all season.
We're fight all season.
We're there.
But you were saying unrealistic things.
I wasn't. What did I say?
Now you haven't won the league.
You're saying you're the best team with the best coach, and you're going to win the league.
You said that.
I said if we win the league,
all of that.
I said if we win the league, I sat there.
When we win the league,
don't bread me. That's what I said.
When we win the league.
But there's a lot more you said, a lot more.
I said, don't break me. That's it. I just don't
know. You're not being harsh on Miles.
No, you know what it is, Tigo? They're twerking for another team. It's not even their squad. I don't get it.
Boys, listen.
You didn't stop us.
This comes with it.
You got slapped.
This comes with it.
You got slapped.
This comes with it.
You got slapped.
This comes
with it. Yeah, but we're in a final.
Okay, fair. Well done.
Are you going to win your FA Cup final?
Hopefully. Oh, so if we do, what does that say? Because that means we beat City. So that means you are rubbish.
No. I would say, Marks, I say this on camera. Marks,
let him say it on camera, man.
No, I would say, and feel free about consistency. If you beat Manchester City in the FA Cup, I would say you had a better season than Arsenal.
Of course they did.
They didn't though. No, they had a shambolic season.
Last year I'd say that. This year I wouldn't say that. I feel like we had a better season than you last year. This year we didn't.
You didn't. You was nowhere near. How?
We had two cup finals. We took one of them home.
And we went
Champions League. And you had nothing.
We went. It was in a title running.
After 38 games. We got the same things, yeah, but we just got that little bit extra.
What, the Carling Cup?
Yeah, and then obviously, and then the potential with the final. So I would say that this year, even if we win the FA Cup, I'm not saying we had a better season than you. That's the point I'm making.
I say he had a more successful season than us. I'll give you that.
No, they didn't, because qualifying for the Champions League is obviously more important than winning an FA Cup. We know that by now.
I'm sorry, going out the group stages of the Champions League the way they did, Zaha doing these with the court, there's no way they had a good season.
And you know what, not winning an away game as well, let me know that you weren't ready.
They weren't ready.
You weren't ready.
Europe was a step up.
Boys, man, let me change gear quick. Who's everyone's player of the season?
Not Phil Foden.
Saliba.
Phil Foden's
amazing, yeah.
Did he just say Saliba?
Saliba.
I can't believe this. Guys. You're just that idiot. Do you know that? You're just that idiot.
Guess what? Mine too.
You rate us. That's what I'm saying. You don't rate us.
I said I rate us. Your team's wicked.
No, your problem. Wicked. Your problem's Miles.
You're conflicted.
Miles.
He hates Miles.
He is battered.
No, of course I'm conflicted. Inflicted. Can I say that?
He's both.
He
said
I'm inflicted.
You hate Miles' views. That's all it is.
No, not even. Sometimes he says stuff, man.
I just said, if we win it, don't bread us.
He's been arguing with just you, you know.
What do you agree with that you said?
What do I agree with?
No. What don't you agree with? Because I haven't said anything crazy.
No, but you 100% said Arteta's the best manager. And then you just now said he's not the best manager.
I don't think he said that.
He said that. We've got the best coach.
We've got the best coach, the best team.
Yeah, he said this.
Yeah, but one off door, guys, man. Come on, hyperbole, man.
I said, why? Thank you,
man. What else did you say? If you're saying you could go back to a time this season where he said that Arteta is a better coach than Pep, I feel like either he was saying it for effect or you like might have imagined it.
And if you imagined it, my point stands still. You hate Miles' views. You even make views up.
From next season, we got to start clipping the big shouts so that we can have a bloopers.
They said he's better than Pep.
They said he's the best manager, bro.
Who said this?
When did he say that? I've never said it in my life. I know
poet.
He's not.
Nope. You know it wasn't me. So stop it.
He's never.
Hold on. The only person here who did not have Pep Guardiola number one in our top 10 managers was
Margs.
And what number was Arteta?
It was low.
Yeah, like fifth.
You had him like sixth.
Seven. Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly what?
Well, yeah. Exactly.
They also said that one of the main reasons Arsenal are so united this year is because they've been having barbecues.
Nice. What did you say?
What?
Barbecues are underrated though.
We were talking about the centre backs, and I'm saying if they lose Gabriel, it all crumbles. Like, because he's younger, you know, the whole Rolls Royce thing and the Saliba gas. And remember, I told you he's mentally weak, but Gabriel's the A1. Gabriel's the A side of that centre back.
Do
you think Deschamps still thinks that Ibrahim Konate is mentally stronger than Saliba?
Let's see who starts in the Euros. Mm.
And Deschamps is the be all and end all of deciding who's a great centre back.
Well, if Deschamps thinks he's better.
Deschamps is one of the original white French. So as in, you have to listen to
him. I don't think he is one of the original
white
French.
You know, when you think white French.
Deschamps is the
Didier Deschamps.
He's the French Southgate.
Like, that is the white French. That's white French.
Arsene Wenger, what's he? French?
Of course he is, man. Arsene Wenger. Bro, Didier Deschamps. Come on, man.
Boys, just quickly, right? Liverpool went toe-to-toe-to-toe, machine for machine with Manchester City. They won a title eventually. And they went machine for machine and they folded. What are we looking forward to next season from a title race? Because you lot need, and I mean neutral football fans. I mean fans of the Premier League, whether you support
us lot, then say us lot.
Yeah, Manchester United. All of us. Yeah, if you like the Premier League, you kind of need Arsenal because Liverpool going through a transition. Who knows what that means? You need Arsenal to be up there competing again because I don't know who else competes with this City team next year, and it's not going to be fun. If Arsenal stumble from
Chelsea are coming back.
They're not City level.
Chelsea are coming back.
Look at Manchester United
City. United
could
get together.
Look at Manchester
Newcastle
City.
Newcastle going to get Tonali back and
Manchester
buy again.
Look at Manchester City. Stop saying stuff and look at Manchester City. That's the level.
Marks, he's telling you
off. Reality calls horrible, bro.
He's telling you off.
That's like bailiffs are at the door. Don't go to the door.
Let's be honest. Hey, Arsenal have done everything right pretty much and didn't win the league. So do you know what we may as well do? This is what you do. You wait them out. Sometimes when you need an undisputed fight, you don't fight him in his prime. You wait till he's gone. Just let City win the league next year and then we go in 2026.
There is that. Or you go all out. It's one or the other.
Arsenal are the only hope for the Premier League next year.
Arsenal don't win 26 games again.
Arsenal probably don't win a league in the next 10 years.
There is one more hope though.
Does Chelsea in the next 10 years?
Yeah.
Okay. Does Man United win the league in the next 10 years?
Oh, no, you know.
Yeah. Hopefully you do.
What's the next hope? Crystal Palace.
Le Bon.
Le Bomb.
Can I say what I'm looking forward to?
What are you looking forward to,
next
brother?
Season?
Go on.
Christmas.
Isn't it? That's going to be a good Christmas.
Aye? I think next Christmas is going to be...
This is going to be a good Christmas.
Nah, you know what I'm looking forward to? I'm joking.
I need cheese balls,
what I'm
man.
Looking forward to, yeah, is... Tigo's right. Arsenal is the only hope. The other teams...
That's
wait,
not true.
Wait,
they're trying, the way window's
too
gone.
Far, bro.
The window's gone.
It's way done. Too far. I think it's done
what
as well.
What window?
I think they had their 2 years and I think they've blown it.
Because, mate, Timber back, extra body, and I think they need to, I think they go out and they go and grab a couple players, man.
So you see that top bit here? Usually you win it, yeah? Or a team wins it when they're up there. But you can't stay there simmering at that
Liverpool
very
did
top
though.
Bit for
Liverpool
a long
did
time.
Though. Liverpool
they didn't,
did.
Man.
3 years. I think they did it for 3 years.
But it's, no, they did. They was there hair for 4 6 games ago.
They didn't. They did. Didn't, man. They got 92 points in 97.
They didn't, bro.
They did.
Yeah, they did. They eventually won the league, right?
What, the COVID one?
I mean, I think it was the third year, wasn't it?
But that's Liverpool, bro. They're not even from England.
It's now the end of the season, but we've done this before, but now it's the end of the season. Players have ended with their goal tallies and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Realistically, Arsenal.
They're more than likely going to get a striker. Yeah.
Who?
Probably Isak, Ivan Toney.
Isak's good.
Not Ivan Toney.
Benjamin Sesko.
Isak, because he could play off the left and he could play up front.
Yeah, but I think you lot have so much possession and so much control of a game, yeah, that you almost just need a shock.
What about Watkins?
I would love Watkins.
Villa ain't letting him go. They don't need to. First year Champions League.
Do you need to let go of Jesus?
Yes.
Why?
Because he got four goals in the Premier League.
He was
injured for a bit.
Haaland's got more goals than Jesus.
Are you saying you don't want Havertz to start?
Oh my God. This is crazy. Poet, did you know that?
What's that?
Rasmus Højlund's got more goals in the league than Gabriel Jesus.
That's crazy. Do you know you're eighth?
I'm just asking you. That's a separate thing.
Do you know you're eighth?
You don't need to do that.
No, they're separate things.
No, you do.
I have to tell him.
You say, that's crazy. Anyway, what are you saying about Jesus? You're just going to say something about Jesus to me.
Oh, that was bad.
Didn't like that.
What I was going to say is, Højlund has got more goals than Jesus.
But Havertz got more goals than who? Havertz got more goals than... you got more goals than...
Oh, you lost to San Antonio.
But boys, we got a whole summer to unpack this season, prepare for next season, get ready for the Euros, enjoy the Euros, and talk about some of our off-field interests, such as sweets. Mm. And films, we like films.
Yes.
Filthy Film Club, we'll do it properly now, Steve-O. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it.
Planet of the Apes.
But that was the 2023-24 season, officially.
It was a good one. Did you like it in the end? Tell the truth.
Not really, nah.
I did. The only thing I didn't like about it is that United weren't involved. But the
three relegated teams didn't get 30 points.
What's your favourite? Yeah, that's bad. What's your favourite season in recent history?
Liverpool winning the league was good. Until COVID.
Leicester's one was good.
Liverpool Champions League Tottenham. Season, that was great.
Chelsea's one where we finished sixth, but we made champion. We won Champions League.
My favourite recent league was 97-98.
Recently?
Yeah, like 97-98 points. Liverpool, Man City.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my God. I thought you meant the year 97-98.
hey, listen. And the people have got to figure out whether I really did support Arsenal or not.
No, they know. Filthy at 5. Subscribe to the channel. Thank you for coming. Filthy at 5.com.